This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We're just a few days away from the first day of spring and a good time to prepare for those pesky flies and other pests on the farm. Joining us, Mark Upton, Director of Sales, Feed Additives with Central Life Sciences. So, Mark, as we transition from winter to spring, how are things looking out there?
In many parts of the country, it is beginning to warm up. I live in South Central Oklahoma, and we actually hit a little above 70 this weekend. Now we're supposed to get back into the 40s at night. But it is that time of the year that insects will start to become a problem, depending on where you are in the U.S. Most producers somewhere between March 1st to April 1st need to be thinking about insect control.
So this is the time to be thinking about insect control. What is Central Life Sciences doing to help?
We as a company have a lot of different ways to control insects. We've got what we would call hard kill strategies. So chemistries that you could either like scatter baits or sprays that you can kill adult flies. But then we also have feed throughs. And the one that we would recommend for confined cattle is a product called Clarifly. We recommend if you're going to use a feed through that you get started a little ahead of the fly season. So, you know, if you start seeing several days in a row, they're going to hit about 60 degrees. You need to think about getting Clarifly in your ration. We want to make sure that we're getting that product into the mouth of the cow so that they can mix it up and put it out in that manure and then prevent those flies when they go to lay eggs in that manure, whether it's the manure pad itself or as it's being mixed with hay and bedding and things like that in that composting material, that we stop that life cycle. So in many parts of the country, it's time to get started right now. It's not a wreck. If we don't get started early, we can come back and play catch up, but it's cheaper and it's really easier if you'll prevent those flies from becoming a problem versus having to go in and play catch up and have to treat them after the numbers have gotten really big.
We've been talking about Clarifly larvicide through the years, this product, because really feed through fly control works.
It does work really well. We've been very fortunate. There's only really three feed throughs on the market for bovine, and one of those has some real resistance issues. We've been very fortunate with our feed throughs that the resistance is not an issue. Now, we want to be careful with them. We want to use them judiciously, and we want to feed them at the proper amount to protect those chemistries so that we don't run into any problems. But they are true insect growth regulators, and for that reason, they work very well. Now, what that means, you know, if you have flies are a problem today and you put a feed through in, an IGR in, you're going to have flies tomorrow. We've got to break that life cycle, but they work very effectively. They're no more expensive than any other method of controlling flies. Now, what I would caution producers on is when you have animals in confinement, like in a dairy, you've got two or three flies that are going to be a problem. And so typically you're going to have to do a couple of things to control those. And that might be like feeding Clarifly and doing a once a month spray, or you may need to use some scatter baits, or parasitic wasps work very good in conjunction with Clarifly. But there's usually going to be a couple things that you need to do along with some management things. You need to try to keep grass mowed as best you can. Stable flies really like to hang out in tall grass. So you need to keep that mowed. Need to try to keep decaying or rotting organic matter to a minimum, i.e. your silage bunks, try to keep them as clean as possible. Try to keep your feeding area as clean as possible. If you've been feeding round hay to heifers or something like that, need to try to clean that up as we head into summer as best as you can. That's really a hotbed for stable flies to mature in that rotting organic matter where there's been some round bales of hay fed or something like that. So there's some management issues as well. But it works really, really good. There's millions of cows in the U.S. today being fed Clarifly, and they get along really well. It just has to be managed.
That's Mark Upton, Director of Sales, Feed Additives with Central Life Sciences. More details at centralflycontrol.com.
In a world where people are more skeptical than ever about their news, isn't it nice to know that you can still trust your local farm broadcaster? In a recent study, farm radio was rated almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.